as you're turning to Hebrews chapter 11, allow me to pose just a question or two. Have you ever been watching the news lately, or maybe a movie or a television show, maybe perusing the internet, and asking yourself the question, does any of this make sense? Is anything comfortable anymore? My father told me that sometime before my mother had passed away, she was there at the house watching the evening news with him one night, and during one of the commercials, she just commented, you know, Bobby, she said, I just don't feel at home here anymore. And I think in that, she wasn't speaking just for herself and for that situation, whatever the news was that night, but I think she speaks for all of us. In fact, as Christians, when you look at the world as it always has been, you look at Satan's influence as he's always been eagerly advancing his cause from generation to generation. If you feel at home, if you feel comfortable, you're in the wrong position. What you should be feeling is uncomfortable. You should feel as if you're out of sync with the rest of the world, because that's the way God intended it. I take you to Hebrews chapter 11 for just a minute. We'll read beginning at verse number 8. Hebrews 11, beginning at verse number 8. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Those we just read about in the verses preceding the 13th, Abraham and Sarah, and those after Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, spent a lot of their lives wandering about from place to place geographically. But as the text tells us, they were all trusting God for something past just geographical boundaries, beyond just the next stretch of land beyond their grasp. They had visions on a heavenly hope even then, with the knowledge they had. And of course, the point the writer's making is, we having so much more and better by way of promises than they enjoy, we should consider even more so that we are strangers here. We are pilgrims here. We are sojourners here. We really don't belong here in the fullest sense. Now, when you think about Jesus Christ, you think about the fact that he came from heaven to earth to live among us. And as the Bible tells us, he came into a world made by himself. In John chapter 1, he came into the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own received him not. He was an outcast from the very beginning. Didn't fit in. He wasn't like everybody else. If you ask which of these things is not like the other, it's Jesus. He was out of sync with the whole world, his own countrymen, his own religious leaders. And they treated him appropriately based upon that difference. They shunned him. They tried to silence him. They did their best to repudiate everything he stood for. And finally, they took him and, as you know, they nailed him to a cross on the outskirts of Jerusalem. And Jesus promised that just as the world had hated him, so the world would hate those of us who follow him. Light had come into the world, and the world loved darkness rather than light, as he told Nicodemus in John chapter 3. And as we, children of light, do our best to walk in the light, we shouldn't be surprised to find that we are not like the darkness, we are the light. As we shine as lights in the midst of this darkened world, we shouldn't be surprised the darkness doesn't have any interest in listening to us or even accepting us. And we should not feel at home in the darkness. We should instead realize that for the time being, we are, as this text tells us, as the song we're about to sing suggests, we are but strangers and pilgrims here. Turn to 537. Here we are but straying pilgrims. The Bible words in passages like this one, and also in 1 Peter 2 and verse 11, where Peter says, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Some translations use different words than strangers and pilgrims. Some sojourners. Some even exiles. But all the words used going back to the original bring two ideas to mind. The first is somebody out of place. Not belonging. And the second is somebody temporarily there en route to somewhere else. You put the ideas together and you've got simply that. A sojourner, a pilgrim, a stranger in a foreign land is somebody that is looking to go past there, not stay there. They're not a citizen there. They're moving past there. And while there, they really don't fit in. They really don't belong. Well, as we've seen, Jesus taught that we're not going to belong. We should wonder about ourselves and our state if we find ourselves feeling like we do belong. Instead, as Paul will say in Philippians 3 and verse 20, our citizenship is in heaven. Ultimately, fundamentally, that's the truth. As Christian people, as those with body, soul, and spirit, souls being reborn by God and remade in his own image, we thus are en route to heaven and really see our citizenship now as really being already there. And so 537, here we are but straying pilgrims. Here we are but straying pilgrims, here our path is often dim, but to cheer us on our journey still, we sing this wayside hymn. Yonder over the rolling river where the shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed giver gladdens all our longing eyes. Here our feet are often weary on the hills that throng our way. Here the tempest darkly gathers, but our hearts within us say, yonder over the rolling river where the shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed giver gladdens all our longing eyes.
Hearer souls are often fearful of the pilgrim's lurking foe, but the Lord is our defender, and he tells us we may know. Yonder over the rolling river, where the shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed giver gladdens all our longing eyes.
Now keep your book open there for just a moment and notice a few of the pictures that the songwriter paints for us. He paints this same picture, the Bible does, of course, of our being pilgrims, straying from here to where we're eventually going. Makes reference in verse 2 to the difficulty. Our feet are often weary. We often have tempests that darkly gather and besmirch our ways. We, in verse 3, are sometimes even fearful of the opposition, our lurking foe. But through it all, we are resoundingly encouraged by the refrain, the chorus here, that we're not home yet. Over the rolling river, the valley of the shadow of death, or the Jordan River's picture the Old Testament gives us of entering into Canaan, over that rolling river, we have these wonderful dwelling places that God in Christ has prepared for us. I go and prepare a place for you. That place is not here. When Jesus said, I go and prepare a place for you in John 14, he wasn't talking about your address right now, or some place you might be able to move past this address down the block or across the street or across town. He is talking about something past this life. He has left this earth, and he is going back to heaven. And there he prepares a place for us, not here but there, not now but then, for all of us in Christ. And so it makes the pilgrimage here that much easier to deal with. Now, I mentioned a while ago the passage in 1 Peter 2, where Peter makes the point that as strangers, as pilgrims, as strangers and sojourners, we should do our very best to abstain from these fleshly lusts which war against the soul. The song we just sang talked about the opposition we face, the oppressor. That's the devil. And sin is a large part of what he does. But the reason we shouldn't become comfortable here, at home here, the reason we should always feel uncomfortable and like we don't belong is because what we have around us is doing its best by sin and temptation, by corruption and confusion, by deception and lies. This world is doing its best to do the same thing the serpent did to Eve in the garden in Genesis 3. By subterfuge and lie to get us distracted, wondering, doubting God, and succumbing to temptation, to sin, and to death. It's so easy to look around and say, well, this is my world. No, no, it's not. Just like it's easy to look in the mirror and say, this is me. And no, it's not. To look at your house and say, there's my house. And no, really, it's not. Those are all things that seem to be, but really, they aren't. Your body's not you. Your house is not your real home. And this earth is not your real place of abode. And so what are you doing here? What am I doing here? We're just passing through. Turn to 957. 957. And before we sing, notice with me, please, the first verse and his words. This world is not my home. I am just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Now, if that song doesn't reflect the way you view your life, you've got your priorities misdirected. You have your treasures in the wrong location. You have your thinking wrong. I'm saying this just perhaps to make your uncomfortable feelings more comfortable, because that's not a glitch in the system. By God's design, that's a feature. He didn't put you here to feel at home. He didn't put any of us here to feel comfortable. He gave us all a wonderful life to live in view of the life to come. And our purpose here is not for self, but for Him, as we respect, reverence, fear God, and keep His commandments. That's what life here is all about. 957, this world is not my home. This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know. My Savior pardoned me, and now I onward go. I know He'll take me through, though I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just up in glory land we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their song of sweetest praise drifts back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Notice you just sang, if heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? That sounds a whole lot like Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, he says we're of all men most to be pitied, most miserable. If this is all there is, Lord, what will we do? Can you imagine? There's a lot of reason without faith in Christ considered. A lot of reason with no belief in God and heaven and the Bible considered. A lot of reason to be hopeless, to be in despair. But you know, because our home is not here, there's no reason for despair. There's no reason for hopelessness, because we do have heaven as our home. And don't have to ask, Lord, what will we do? He's answered that question. He's given us a place to be, to go, to be citizens, and He's promised us even help while we're here, in the meantime, as pilgrims. If you're with us tonight and not a Christian, change that. Obey the gospel. Or if you're a straying Christian, need to come back and stray as a pilgrim now, come back. Come as together we stand and sing.